Today marks the first stop in a four-week tour of Soundproof's Radio Brothers and Sisters. We'll be travelling to the States, to Canada, dropping in on a global radio network, and then coming back home, highlighting incredible nodes of radio art around the world. I'm Miyuki Okiranta, and for the next hour, I'm handing the curatorial reins to Galen Joseph Hunter, Executive Director of Wave Farm, a not-for-profit in upstate New York that supports artistic experimentation with the airwaves.
Coordinated universal time, 10 hours, 40 minutes. Please, count.
Sound familiar? About 200 kilometres north of Manhattan, you'll find the Wave Farm headquarters. From a small but mighty building, Wave Farm runs several programs that engage media as an art. They have an international artist program, a community radio station, site-specific broadcasts, and what we're going to hear today, installations on their 12-hectare property. The following seven works were selected by Galen from a swatch of long-term installations on the grounds and are just a snapshot of the work Wave Farm has produced in its near 20-year history. Where else to start than with a radio opera composed with broadcast feedback?
Thank you.
Numa, by American composer and percussionist Daniel Steffi, premiered as a broadcast on Wave Farm Station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Numa is a composition that can exist in many forms: concert music for a soloist or chamber ensemble with tape, with or without video, and as an opera for broadcast. In 2012, Canada's only high-power shortwave station announced it was shutting down. Erected in 1938, the Radio Canada International, or RCI Tower, broadcast around the world and served as relay for stations as far away as Vatican Radio. The broadcasts intended for international audiences also had an impact on the locals. Many residents reported hearing radio broadcasts emanating from unusual household appliances, including kitchen sinks, bathtubs, even light fixtures. Amanda Dawn Christie is a Canadian interdisciplinary artist who created a body of interactive works based on the disappearance of shortwave radio transmissions. The audio we're about to hear features excerpts from her documentary film on the RCI Tower called Spectres of Shortwave, and includes contact microphone recordings from Tower N.
I lived in Kuala Lumpur for a year, and Kuala Lumpur is exactly on the opposite side of the world from where I was living at the time, which was in Calgary. So 12 hours away. So when I would get up 6 o'clock in the morning in Kuala Lumpur, turn on my shortwave radio to CBC, and here's my old friend Bob Oxley reading the 6 p.m. news, 6 a.m. for me in Southeast Asia, 6 p.m. In Canada. And the marvel of feeling that I was there on the other side of the world, and I had this strange feeling of, I got my arms around this world. I know what things are going on here. And there was just a sense of some amazing connection with CBC, back to Canada, and with the marvel of being so far away and yet feeling so close to what was still going on here. I just get a little warm spot in my chest as I think of that experience and that time.
Coordinated universal time, 2 hours, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Spectres of Shortwave by Amanda Dawn Christie. The final broadcast to ever transmit from that site was an Arctic broadcast, sent in November 2012. Find out more about the project at abc.net.au/rn/soundproof, including how it's installed on the Wavefarm property. Naturally, it's a work by artist Patrick Quinn. Somewhere off the forested path, you'll see a USB key sticking out of a tree. But I'm not going to tell you exactly where. I'm Miyuki Ranta, and on Soundproof, we're walking around a property in upstate New York that belongs to the arts organisation Wave Farm, who foster transmission arts, art that experiments with the ideas of broadcast. Peppered over the property are installations, and I've given Galen Joseph Hunter, the executive director, the impossible task of selecting just a few to give us a sense of what Wave Farm does, such as Upstate Warlock, by musician Quintron, a weather-controlled drone synthesizer specifically tailored to the climate of New York's Hudson Valley. Very similar to a weather station in looks, outdoor sensors detect wind, sun, moisture, and temperature, all of which subtly modulate a harmonic drone. In this excerpt, we'll actually hear a distillation of the weather in Quintron's hometown, New Orleans, where he's installed another environmentally interactive instrument, the Weather Warlock.
Thank you.
Weather Warlock, Upstate Warlock by Quintron, and originally commissioned and broadcast on Kunstradio in Austria. Staying with installations, instruments, and recordings that interact with the physical environment, Pond Station by Zach Poff transmits the hidden activity within a freshwater pond from dawn until sundown. Zach Poff is a digital media artist interested in free software creation, and so Pond Station is also a natural instrument that Wave Farm resident artists can remix and interpret. This excerpt finishes up on July 4th, US Independence Day. Amongst the insects, you might catch some fireworks echoing into the pond. And this week, Soundproof spends an hour on a property in upstate New York. It's home to a series of art installations, Wave Farm. To get to Wave Farm, you have to travel on New York State Route 23, which is where the next work takes place. The M49 was a mobile radio and research facility that travelled along Route 23, stopping at locations along the way for the occasional performance or incident, and is now permanently installed at Wave Farm. Using the M49, artist Maximilian Goldfarb created Deep Cycle, a collection of sonic and concrete artifacts from the many sites visited along the way. In this short excerpt, we'll hear 9 different elements from Deep Cycle.
Tactical Incident Command System. The unpredictable and often complex nature of emergency rescue events demand an increasing order for sensitive, effective, interdepartmental response. To best utilize the spectrum of agency skills, tools, and areas of training, a procedural blueprint for efficient, controlled action can be applied to any situation.
Incident report number 3, 130, Route 23, just past entrance 287 North. Platten's cat with paws and nails protruding. Incident report number 2, 1250. fox, large tail, jawbone found. Incident report. Number one, 10:30 a.m., squirrel. File smell. Mount Marina Road. Before that, incident report, salamander. Broken tail. Smashed head. Unusual event or incident, 8 o'clock a.m., deer sighting at the Firefighters Museum. That's in New York. Route 23, heavy traffic, heading toward Cairo. Over and out.
Sedm život na venkově. Další z bezvýznamných chvilových monologů. 2007. Osoby Johnny, Linda, Mike, Flint, Frida. Začátek. Linda. Život ve městě lepší než život na venkově.
Three soldiers as peacekeepers. Another inconsequential, regurgitated monologue written by Garrett Fielding. For at what point will common sense prevail? A new workbook, I'm feeling. People, Michael, Derek, Sean, Tomo, Ryan, start.
Route 23, west, at the intersection of 5 Mile Woods Road, at the top of a rather steep hill, medium traffic. Incident report, Route 23, 1306, 1305. Road check. Covered in flies.
As you all know, the Catskill Mountains are just about over that way and have for generations been considered an enchanted place, as they still are today. Well, at the base of these mountains, if you were to get out on Route 23A, just past 32, in the area there between what is now Catskill and what is now Palinville, well, somewhere in there was a small village. In colonial times, and in that village, lived Rip Van Winkle. Well, the story of Rip Van Winkle was found among the papers of the late Dietrich Knickerbocker. who was a fictitious author invented by Geoffrey Crayon, an old Dutch gentleman. He himself was a fictitious author created by Washington Irving, who, as we now know, is responsible for our knowing the story of Rip Van Winkle. Gather around and all ye shall hear how Rip Van Winkle fell asleep for 20 years.
Psychological first aid. In the aftermath of a traumatic event, methods may be applied in assistance of an individual towards her restoration and adaptation to newly perceived circumstance. Portable methods of interventive technique can aid in securing individuals' psychological well-being. Accounting experiences from a wide spectrum of distress survivors processed through the multiple databases of advanced trauma relief professionals inform immediate actionable assessment. Specialists trained in the administration of psychological first aid will appraise effects of impact and modify methods of aid application on a subject, site, and event-specific basis. The intention of psychological first aid is to establish an emotional balance in fast response to victims in order to provide social stability, stress reduction, and to offer tools for survivors to regain a sense of orientation, order, safety, and control.
Listening to the Remote Audio Outpost, Comedy Midnights. MacDog, can you drop a little beat for me? Let's hear what the telephone box picked up.
This is a special place where the telephone it records who says in it, and so it's also for private confession, and later people put it on the
recorded.
What?
It's not my first time.
June 11, 2016.
Every 2 years.
Been the Comedy Midnight from Remote Audio Outpost on the Wave Farm, WGXC 90.7, signing off. Good night.
Remote Audio Outpost by Ivan Vanek, who is half of the performance art duo Japantha. Remote Audio Outpost is a solar-powered recording booth, a private confessional for public broadcast. And before that, you heard a collection of moments from Deep Cycle by Maximilian Goldfarb. Too many to list here, so we'll post all the details on the Soundproof site.
Soundproof.
At the final stop on this stroll around Wave Farm, you can pull up a bench attached to a satellite dish. In fact, there's a bench for every cardinal direction. Also tucked away in this structure is a box for electronics and a single physical library book located under the east bench. If you take a seat, you can read, view, and listen to materials from the OuterNet Library. OuterNet Library Branch Wave Farm was installed in June this year by Heidi Nielsen, whose practice deals with the weather, fake snow, and the cultural landscape of outer space.
Most babies are born healthy, but as they are so small, they need great care and attention to survive. It is better to have your baby delivered at a health centre. But if you can't, we are going to explain in this film how to care for a baby as soon as it's born and how to recognise when it needs to be taken to a health centre for treatment.
And then suddenly in the silence, I heard a sound which sent my heart into my mouth. It was the clank of the levers and the swish of the leaking cylinder. He had set the engine at work. The lamp still stood upon the floor where I had placed it when examining the trough. By its light I saw that the black ceiling was coming down upon me, slowly, jerkily, but, as none knew better than myself, with a force which must within a minute grind me to a shapeless pulp.
In People, you can view your contact lists and also the global address list of your organisation. You can view information such as who a person reports to, links to his or her personal profiles, and email and instant messaging addresses. When you click Sites, you are connected to SharePoint Online. Here, you can review projects that you're involved in and save files.
This is here. Is a recirculating aquaculture system. So the water is reused. We use the nitrogen product the bacteria are breaking down to feed plants, and they're further on purifying the water. So this is called an aquaponics system.
One of the first assignments for gym class that we had was to bring a little tub of supplies for our little gym locker. It was like your little outfit and your towel, and also on the list was deodorant. And I was not. Hell no. Was I going to talk to my mom about deodorant?
Let's let M equal, or I'll say P just so it makes sense. P is equal to the percentage off. Let's say I were to make a cut right over here. So let's say I have this big sharp metal thing. Let me draw it like that. So you have this big sharp metal thing. Let me draw it over here. So you have this big sharp metal thing that I'm gonna cut right over here. So this is the thing. I'm gonna make the cut. And I'm gonna go straight down. This is a vertical cut that we're talking about. This is the thing. This is the thing that I'm going to cut with. Big enough so that it can capture the shape that will result. Thing right over here. It's right in front, and I'm gonna make it go straight down and cut through this jello or whatever you want to call it, this rectangular pyramid of jello.
Thank you.
Outernet Library Branch, Wave Farm, by Heidi Nielsen, the last in our Wave Farm spotlight. On the Soundproof website, you'll find photos, links, and more data to dive into. abc.net.au/rn/soundproof. And a big thanks to the Executive Director of Wave Farm, Galen Joseph Hunter, for gathering this selection of works. I'd love to wander around that property one day. Have you? Ping me at Ms. Miyuki J and make me jealous. You've been listening to Soundproof on RN. This program has been trekked and tramped by Kerry Dell. I'm Miyuki Okiranta. Thanks again for joining me, and remember, follow your ears.